Welcome to True Peak Hour, hosted by Crystal Jerez and Jennifer Ortiz, where we discuss our favorite audio engineering topics, such as recording, mixing, and mastering techniques, as well as overall strategies for surviving in the music industry. If you've come to learn, hear our stories, or just take a mix break, then you're in the right place. True Peak Hour starts now. Hello, everybody. Welcome to True Peak Hour, hosted by myself, Crystal Jerez, and
Jennifer Ortiz.
And yeah, we're excited to talk today about getting paid. So we've had these conversations personally about that stage where you're transitioning from free to paid work. And sometimes you're in situations where you're an intern and you're kind of like hoping to get, you know, a staff engineer job paid, or maybe you've been doing a bunch of free projects for the homie or someone in the industry that you just have a good relationship with, but now you're kind of ready to start asking for money, maybe start asking for more money.
Yeah.
So we're just gonna dive into what that looks like and how to, yeah, how to get that bread.
How to get that bread in a nice way, in a professional way.
Yes, that matters.
Yeah, especially I think the hardest transition is asking the homie to start paying, you know, especially as a young engineer too. But yeah, we're definitely going to get into that.
Yeah. So I think for me, the first time it kind of happened was when I was an intern, and a lot of the internships are unpaid, and you give all of yourself to these internships because right. you realize that's kind of like your door in.
Mm-hmm.
And you want people to take you seriously. You want people to ask you to start engineering, to be the reliable one, the know-it-all.
Right.
So you give all of your energy. And then for me, like after a while, I realized I was doing a lot of work that others were getting paid for.
Yeah.
And to be honest, it was something as simple as just like having that conversation mm-hmm. of like, hey, I think I'm ready to be an assistant now, like a paid assistant. And they're like, yeah, we think so too. Like, you've been doing the work. But I know if I never spoke up about it,
mm-hmm.
they would have never asked either, or they wouldn't have like approached me and be like, hey, we think you should start invoicing us. Like,
yeah.
you know, it's they're going to save money where they can. So I yeah. don't think it would have happened unless I had that conversation first.
Yeah, there's the music industry, there's no structure, there's no like HR you go to and be like, okay, I've been here for 6 months, like let me start getting paid, you know. It's especially if you do also work for as a freelancer or intern, that conversation you have to bring it up after a certain amount of time, you know. And if it goes the way you want it to go, good. If it doesn't, then that's good too, because it makes you kind of notice like, hey, then I don't need to be here. I feel like I've gained the experience I need to get, so I can use these tools and take it somewhere else.
Yeah, I think that's an important point, is how to respond when someone says no. And for me, you can't be cocky about it, right? Like, you can't be like, well, I know I'm worth whatever the rate is, and you've only been working there 2 weeks, mm-hmm. or maybe you have been working there but you've only been doing daytime and you don't actually know what the nighttime sessions are.
Right.
Maybe the session, like, I know studios are like dead during the day, so it's mm-hmm. like maybe the conversation at that point is like, hey, I'm ready to transition into nighttime sessions. But let's say you have been valuable and the response is negative, and the response is like, no, we can't do it. I personally think that it is best for you to probably walk away,
mm-hmm.
because if they won't pay you, then they're probably not going to pay you 6 months from now.
Yeah.
And they're going to try to lengthen the amount of time they can get away with without paying you.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or if they're not even giving you like credits, or if they're just using you for a certain, let's say as a runner, and they're not putting you in situations where you can like challenge yourself,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
then they kind of seem like there's no growth in that, in whatever you are, whatever studio you are, or whatever environment you are. you kind of have to like see yourself in the future with them. And if you can't and you've tried, then maybe it's time to like get yourself busy somewhere else.
Yeah, that's a good point. Sometimes getting paid isn't necessarily money. It could be credits. It could be even like, hey, we can get you a travel stipend and a meal stipend mm-hmm. for the next 3 months. Like, does that work? Like, have some sort of conversation. Like, what would be valuable to you? If it's not money, maybe it's credit. So
yeah.
Don't be like super close-minded about it either. See, be like flexible about it.
Yeah.
I think one of the things that happens to most people is that situation where you're doing mixes for the homie or you're recording the homie mm-hmm. and it's exciting when you first start out because it's like we're both getting experience, we're both getting time to like find our sound
mm-hmm. together.
Yeah. And then as time goes on, you realize that like, hey, these like mixes are actually getting noticed. Mm-hmm. The recordings we're doing are like you're using them for your music videos. You're using right. them to like put out singles.
And then other people find you because of those mixes too. Yeah. So now you're getting like new clients like, oh, I want my sound to sound like this, the artist you're working with, or that's how I found you through, I don't know, like a tag on the Instagram or whatever like that. So continue what you were saying.
Well, so then like, there's a point during those relationships where you kind of start to have to get paid for them. You don't have to start getting paid for them, but let's say you start getting busier and you can no longer take time away from the work that's going to help you pay your bills to keep doing 16 hours of free work every other day or mm-hmm. whatever the situation was. Like, you also want to get paid now. Maybe now they're getting paid to perform at shows, or maybe they're getting paid just to do verses for other people. They're getting paid, mm-hmm. but you're not.
Right.
Why shouldn't you be getting paid now?
Right.
Now that like we should come up together. So sometimes the homie will always look out for you and take care of you and make sure that you're also taken care of. Then there's other times where that's not the case and it becomes awkward because you have to kind of have this conversation of like, yeah, I'm gonna need to see some money. Like, I want to be cool, like I respect you, I love you, whatever the situation is, but I would love to be able to get paid for the work I'm doing because I'm really invested in the music. I really care about you. You know that I've been working with you from day one. I'd love to continue this, but maybe we can talk about now actually like paying for some of the work that I do.
Right.
Have you been in that situation?
I have. I've been in the situation where I have to learn a way to like bring that conversation up. And then after that, I learned to adapt to like basically almost like a schedule with someone. Mm. What I've done is if I really want to keep working with them and I want to continue to grow with them, but I know maybe they can't afford my mixing mm-hmm. or they can't afford my hourly rate for recording, I'll give them like a 3 to 6 month almost like program mm-hmm. where like I give you free studio time as long as I'm available, and we work on music that will come out, and basically, so I give you free studio time, but when it comes down to mixing, you give me some type of split on the side. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So like that, I don't feel like I'm overworking or they taking advantage of me. And especially if they're like independent and they're coming up, we can still work together and still get professional and good quality music out together. But mind you, we only have 3 or 6 months. Like, if you don't use me within that month or that time frame, then once that time frame is up, I'm charging you like the regular rate for mixing or mastering or recording. But that formula allows me to determine if this guy's committed, this artist is committed or not, if they're willing to put out the music or not, if I'm willing to give you free continue to give you free time after those 3 or 6 months.
Yeah, because you have to start looking at it like, what's in it for you? If you're working for free for a really long time but the music never comes out, then...
Yeah, that's the worst, too, when you get stuck with someone that's really cool, has a good personality, and maybe has a good presence online, but when it comes to, like, being committed and being consistent, they can't do that. You know, they're wasting time at the studio, they're wasting your time, the music never comes out, you do these mixes, and they only want to do, like, features at this point. You're just like, wait a minute, like... You're just coming in and do features like that I'm not gonna mix, that is not your song, you know. So you start feeling like they're taking advantage of your free work.
Yeah, yeah. I when I have been in those situations, like I said, the first time, even with my internship experience, it really was just a conversation. Mm-hmm. After a few projects that I had done for free. When they hit me up for the next one, and I remembered how much time mm-hmm. I had spent on the past few projects, because like I said, I really cared about them. I'm like, cool, I'm really excited about that. This is my rate right now. Can you work with that? And you'll realize how much they value you based on their response, you know? Mm-hmm. It could be like, yeah, absolutely, no problem, great. Like, they know then at that point that they can't... like lose you in the process. I've had other people in a similar situation respond like with positivity, but can we do payment plans? Mm-hmm. Can I give you this much this date and then the rest on this date? Mm-hmm. Which is great. That means, you know, we're both willing to work with each other. And then there's other people that are just like, yeah, I'll think about it. And then you kind of just know, like, that's kind of dead.
Yeah.
And that's fine. Like, it's going to be time I would never get back. So. Yeah,
exactly.
But it is important to not continue those free relationships all the time, because at some point someone's, like, just taking advantage of you. So, like, examine the relationship. Examine what you're gaining from it. Maybe you're not getting paid, but maybe you're getting some splits. Right. You know, you're getting credited properly. They're always taking you with them.
Yeah.
Like, introducing you to people, making sure you're taken care of, making sure people know that you're the engineer that they work with.
Yeah.
It doesn't, like I said, being paid doesn't necessarily have to mean money.
Mm-hmm.
So just see what is valuable to you. If it's not money, what else could it be?
Yeah. And then if you also, like I said, like you could try it out, try it. If you really want to work with this artist, they really want to work with you, but you don't know how their work ethic is mm-hmm. or how serious they can be or are, then try it out. Do a 3-month program, do 6 months. And then like that, you don't feel like you're committed or you're stuck with that person mm-hmm. and they're just hitting you up and you're just like, you know, I don't want to work with you no more, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
At least with 3 months, you're just like, okay, well, I'm giving you 3 months. So if we don't release anything or a lot within these 3 months, then we're not meant to like work together.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. And then I guess our last point about this topic is maintaining that. Sometimes, you really want to work with somebody and you're willing to kind of take a pay cut or you're willing to even do some work for free. You kind of have to check yourself, because I get excited sometimes when people hit me up and I'm like, oh man, I would love to work with them. It's fine if they don't pay me. But then if you start that way,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be so hard for you to then ask for a payment a few months down the line.
Yeah.
So what do you do to kind of avoid that? If it's like someone like you super are excited to work with, or you're willing to just see how it goes, like do you do like a trial period?
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely do like one session or two. Especially when it comes to, it depends, because when it comes to mixing, it's like I'm willing to do one song.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you really like my mixes, this is my rate, you know, for the next one. But if it comes to like a session, usually there's already a plan based within like, oh, we're going to book the session studio for 3 days, or we're going to do this, that. I I tend to make myself seem like my schedule's busy, but I'm gonna make room for you to try this out, you know what I mean? So we can see if it's gonna work out or not. Yeah,
I try to do something similar, with, especially with mastering for, I'll do like, hey, the first one, let's do it at this rate. Anything after that will be at my regular rate. If you like my work from the first one, like, just know that it's only this one time offer, that right. It'll be at this discounted price. Recording sessions, I don't really do that many tracking sessions these days. But even recently, I kind of like, I don't say I fucked myself, but like I gave someone like a lower rate,
right,
thinking it was kind of like a 1-2 time situation. And then I've gotten quite a few callbacks and I'm like, fuck, I should have never ever given that discounted rate. Yeah. And I don't even know why that day. I was just like, that's my rate, because that's not my rate.
Yeah.
But I think I was excited because it seemed like it was like going to be like some super big like artist situation. I was like, yeah, I can take the cut. But it was kind of like, once I set that rate, it kind of was like the standard for any other sessions I got. And I was like, damn, I should have never done that.
Yeah, it's all trial and error, because sometimes you're like, you think, I'll give out like my minimum hourly rate because I think I want to get booked more with them. Mm-hmm. But turns out to be like a overnight session, stuff like that. So yeah, you can get fucked over.
Yeah.
By like just trying to be in the room, you know?
Yeah, that's what it is. It's like you're just trying to be in the, in the space, and like sometimes it's not worth it.
Yeah, sometimes. And then sometimes you should have just gave like a full rate, and they would have be willing to pay it, you know? Yeah, so it's it's a gamble.
Yeah, it's hard. It's definitely gamble. Hard. And I had one more thing to say, and it just left my mind as you said that last part. But I think it's kind of part of the art of our job is like maintaining those relationships, understanding them, examining them. Are they valuable? In what way are they valuable? Mm-hmm. In what way am I valuable? How am I shown my value? It's really like philosophical.
Yeah. And
like you gotta like do a whole kind of like journal entry, really.
Yeah. Especially when it comes also at the end of the year and like there's a new year coming up, mm-hmm. and you're just like, did I do?
That reminds me of what I was gonna say.
Okay, great.
So I was gonna say, because of the new year, everyone tends to do a rate bump at the end of the year, like new year, new me.
Yeah.
Which is totally fine. I'm glad you're taking a second to reevaluate your business. But what I was going to say is like try to maintain emails of all of your clients or some sort of like contact list. Mm-hmm. And whenever you do want to do something like increase your rates or just change your business format a little bit. Mm-hmm. It's nice when they receive like a personal email, like, hey, loved working on your album this time. It was a really good experience. Just letting you know in the future, this is going to be my rate. And I'm excited for any like new work that you might have coming my way. Like something personable so they know it's not like you just doing this to like do it. It's like, I enjoy working with you and I'd love to maintain that relationship. Anything that you can like communicate with people on a more personal level than just like one flat DM or Instagram post that's like rates going up at the end of the year. That's like my little piece of advice for that is like that's just perfect. Maintaining personal client relationships. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's all I have to say on this.
It's all, like you said, philosophical. Like, you got to play, you know, with your rates. You got to understand people. You got to understand who you work with. And if you have, like, I even still have relationships with other producers who I work with dearly. But there's some times where there's certain gigs that they can't get me paid. But because I've had that relationship with them, I'm willing to still work with you because I know it's going to be an easy session. It's going to be great music and I have time. So I'm willing to do that non-paid work just to continue that relationship with that person.
Yeah.
But they know that eventually if I there's other sessions where they know I can get paid. I can send out an invoice.
They'll call me too.
And they'll be like, look, this is a session. I can get you paid. Yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, well, that's transparency. Because it's like they're being transparent about, like, hey, I can't get you paid for this. As opposed to there are sneaky people out there that they're just pocketing the money.
Yeah.
And that's why you're not getting paid. And they're not telling you that. Mm-hmm. So if you have something special like that where they're being transparent with you and they're like, this time I can't get you paid, but I have a few sessions coming up where they're definitely going to pay you. So, like, just keep these dates open, for example. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's beautiful. And you should definitely make sure that that relationship is taken care of.
Yes, yes. I think that we can go on to, like, true peak hour tips because I think I have one in mind, too.
Okay, go ahead, because I don't have any.
Okay. So, these are our true peak hour tips. Number one. I know for me, there's still times where there's certain engineers that you follow on Instagram or you have connection with via phone number or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they're like, hey, man, I can't make this session. Can you do the session for me? And it's so instant. You got to be there in 30 minutes or something like that. Do not be afraid to say, this is my rate. Because they themselves know that you should be getting paid too.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and sometimes in that quick moment, you're like, I'm going to be there. You are there. And then you never even brought up that
the payment or the fee,
how and all this stuff. It's like, no, do not be afraid to bring it up. Like, yo, this is my rate. Can you guys work with that? And in the urgency, they're most likely are going to say, yeah, we can cover that. Mm-hmm. Can you just pull up in 30 minutes?
Yeah.
Boom. So don't be afraid to announce your rate. Second tip, if you want to work with someone online that you've never met before, which I've done before, I reached out to artists and I like their sound, in order for the, and maybe they can't afford your rate or anything or something like that, do like a 6 to 3 months program where if you have the time, mm-hmm. be like, hey, I know how to mix. I really like your sound. Can I make some few records for you? We could do this like 3 months program and then see if they're committed to that. Because if they're committed to that and they keep releasing music and they really use you and now you have stuff to add to your portfolio, it's like kind of a win-win situation within that time frame. Okay. And third, don't be afraid to boost up your rate every 6 to a year, especially if you've been working hard, mm-hmm. you've been getting sessions, you've been getting credits, you've been doing a lot of mixing, you've been getting better at your mastering, people are hitting you up. Don't be afraid to announce your rate and be firm about it, because at least for me, there was a time where I thought my rate was good, but every time I would send it out, they'd be like, oh, I thought you'd be more expensive. And I'd be like, what? I should be more expensive? Yeah. Oh, my God. Like, I'm losing money, basically. I should be $200-$300 more on my rate, you know? But it kind of made me feel bad.
Yeah.
So don't be afraid to try it out and throw those numbers out. Because if the people really want to work with you, they'll pay it,
yeah. That's definitely, like, the biggest lesson. So I'll just jump in, and I'm going to steal that because why not? So, true peak hour tips from Crystal. Number one is don't be afraid to throw the number out there and just see what the reaction is. Mm-hmm. See what the reaction is and see if it's something that can be worked out and negotiated if it needs to be. Number two is payment doesn't only have to be money. So evaluate what's valuable to you, whether it is your splits, whether it is maybe you get something in return. So I don't know, maybe even you get a piece of gear.
Yeah.
Like there's something that could be valuable to you. So like evaluate that, discuss that with whoever you want to work with. And number three is maintain those good relationships. Just because someone can't pay you right now, that doesn't mean you should be like, okay, fuck off. I don't want that to be the takeaway of today.
Yeah.
Just make sure that people know that you are valuable to their process and that you're not being taken advantage of.
Right.
And if you know that in the future, they're definitely going to take care of you. They're going to make sure you're getting your check. That's wonderful. Maybe that day is not today. That's fine. But at least you started the conversation and they're aware that that does matter to you and that it will need to happen, you know, in the future. Yeah. So, yeah, that's my true PR tips for both of us. Yeah. And we hope you enjoy this episode on transitioning from free to paid work. Check out our website for updates on everything that we're doing in the world. Mm-hmm. It's truepeakhour.com. Check out my Instagram, which is Crystal Jerez, and Jenny.
Okay, hold on. JNY thought mixed it, right? I hope it is. I always forget.
It's definitely that. Okay, because I've typed it in enough.
Okay, great.
So,
yeah. Let me up. Follow me.
And yeah, we appreciate your listens, your support, follow, subscribe, check us out on YouTube. If you're already not on there, we now added video, so please make sure you check that out too. And we look forward to hearing from you.
Yeah.